Defeat to Roscommon, two defeats on the bounce. Disappointing day here in Letterkenny.
Yeah, hugely disappointing, Oisín. You know, we always want to perform well at home. And to be fair, even though we made a game of it in the second half, I think we were well and truly beaten.
Yeah. What was missing in that first half? Because Roscommon took a grip of the game very early on. What was missing from the Donegal play?
We didn't match them for hunger. We didn't match them for intensity. They were just a far superior team in the first half. You know, it's hard to put your finger on it, but all over the pitch, they were far more far sharper to us. They were far hungrier to us, and listen, they kicked some wonderful scores. And look, we were probably very fortunate to only be 5 points down at half time.
Yeah, and when you did get into the game, it was really too late at that stage, was it?
No.
So you were 7 points down, and you got as far as two.
Yeah, listen, yeah. At that stage, I think we lost over, and then yeah. You know, whether we deserved it or not, we were very much in the game at that stage. But you know. It would have been a, you know, probably a very unfair reflection of how things had been, you know. But listen, losing Oran, then they were able to pick us off, you know.
Yeah. And when you conceded that goal in the second half, there was only two scores, and it was a bit of a sucker punch because you had a grip of the game for that 10-minute period at that stage, quite similar to last week's scenario in Kerry as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, listen, we had a good grip of the game at that stage for sure. You know, I think that we got to grips in the middle of the field. You know, we were doing much better on their own kick out, and we were, while not creating goal chances, we were getting a lot of frees in close to goals. We were, but look, it was disappointing.
Yeah, did last week's game tick more out of the side than you thought?
Ah, no, listen, you know, probably. Not really, you know, in the sense of two different games with plenty of time to recover. But look, the reality is we just didn't display the hunger that we even showed last week.
Yeah, I know it's difficult and defeat, but what sort of positives there? The likes of Carroll was back in, he got two runs out there today. Is there anything else that you can take away from it, Rory?
Listen, look, there was lots of positives. I think again, you know, Carroll was very solid when he came in, was great. I think Michael Murphy had a great game as well. We still put up, we scored 16 or 17 points, you know, without being anywhere near at our best. But the reality is there's not a lot of positives to take. It was a poor display from us.
Yeah, and it was worrying times during that game as well. You mentioned Michael, he went down with an injury to the right leg, and it looked very serious at one stage, but he managed to run it off. It was just a dead leg, was it, that he picked up?
Aye, the doctors and the physio just said it was a dead leg, and you know, Michael, I suppose, being the player he is, he wanted to run it off, and he'd be sore for a couple of days, but he should be fine.
Is there too much pressure being put on Michael Murphy with these big games, and we've seen the way he played in the second half, and he became a very dominant figure for Donegal? Is there too much heaped on him at times, do you think?
There's a lot of heat on him. You know, he's a top player, so he is, you know. But look, that's the same for most teams, and Michael generally takes it in the stride.
Yeah. Now, is the break of a couple of weeks welcome now off the back of two defeats?
Aye, look, it probably is, you know. Look, the club league, you know, and look, our schedule doesn't change regardless, really, the results and our plans don't, you know. We'll not get too disappointed. We'll have to learn from it, so we will. There's 2 days in a row where, you know, we were beaten. You know, we had three good wins at the start, but it evens itself out now, and we've got to learn from it.
Yeah, 6 points going to be enough, do you think, to stay up as things stand?
I don't know if it will or not, you know. We'd like to think we'll get more than six. It'd be disappointing if we don't, you know. But look, we'll move on to Croke Park now, and we look to really dig in.
Did your plans heading into the last two games did you see Donegal sitting on 8 points with two games to go and a bit of leeway on it?
I don't know. You never look too far forward. You can only take each week as it comes, Oisín. You know, just be terribly disappointing, you know, that, you know, we've had, you know, an opportunity here at home today, so it is, and we just didn't deliver.
Yeah, and do you think defensively conceding 119 is a big score? We haven't seen a Donegal side concede that much in a long time, so is that a real worrying factor defensively for you? I know the likes of Neil wasn't there today, and then you had to take Eamon off in the first half, and Anthony Thompson as well, so is that a factor on it?
I think it is, yeah. Listen, we lost two, not that we lost, we decided, but the way the game was going, the two of them had picked up yellow cards, that it was too risky to leave them on, and look, we paid the price when Oran picked up the double yellow as such, you know. And you know, and when the team that wants short kick outs and can play a running game, that's a high, you know, it's not a good place to be. But at the same time, you know, defensively we weren't good at all. We got away late, I think, at 119.
Yeah. And the other side of that is we kicked 17 points, which is a big score, which is the flip side of conceding the net in 119. Like, so it's very, very open game today.
Very, very open, and probably too open for our liking, you know, so it was. And look, to be fair to Roscommon, I thought they were very good. They kicked an awful lot of great scores, and you know, they could add another couple of goals chances.
Yeah.